Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box, where we unlock the joy of home cooking one episode at a time. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're diving into a sweet and intriguing topic, cannabis simple syrup. Whether you're a culinary enthusiast, a cannabis aficionado, or just curious about infusing a little magic into your beverages and desserts, this episode is crafted just for you. Segment 1, Introduction to Cannabis Simple Syrup. So what's the buzz about cannabis simple syrup? It's a versatile, easy-to-make syrup that can elevate your drinks from morning coffee to evening cocktails, and yes, even sweeten up your desserts. But before we start, remember, it's crucial to ensure that cannabis is legal in your area and always prioritize safety when handling cannabis products. Segment 2, what you'll need. Let's gather our tools and ingredients. You'll need a saucepan, a strainer or cheesecloth, cannabis, finely ground, sugar, water. And for a touch of creativity, feel free to have vanilla extract, mint, or ginger on hand. Segment 3, making the syrup. First up, decarboxylation. This sounds fancy, but it's just a process of baking your ground cannabis on a baking sheet at 240 degrees Fahrenheit for about 35 to 40 minutes to activate the THC. Once that's done, in your saucepan, combine 3 cups of water and 3 cups of sugar. Heat this mixture over low heat until the sugar dissolves completely. Then add your decarboxylated cannabis and let everything simmer gently for about 20 minutes. After simmering, it's time to strain the mixture using a cheesecloth or fine mesh strainer to achieve that smooth, silky syrup. And voila, you've crafted your very own cannabis simple syrup. Segment 4, serving and storing your syrup. Now for the fun part, using your syrup. Drizzle it into your tea, coffee, cocktails, or over desserts like pancakes and ice cream. To store, keep your syrup in an airtight container in the refrigerator where it can stay fresh for up to a month. For a longer shelf life, freeze it in an ice cube tray and use as needed. And a pro tip for you, add a bit of lemon juice to your syrup to enhance its shelf life. Segment 5, closing thoughts. There you have it, friends, your gateway to delicious cannabis-infused delights. Remember, start with small dosages and adjust according to your preference and tolerance. Experimenting in the kitchen is not just about following recipes, it's about creating experiences. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of Simple Recipe Box. Join me next week as we continue to explore the simplicity and joy of home cooking. Until then, stay curious and inspired in your kitchen adventures.